This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July corn ended the day at 352 and a quarter. That was up 2 3/4. September corn ended at 358, up 2 1/4. And December corn ended at 369. That was up 2 1/4. Soybeans for July on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 927, up 4 1/2. August beans ended at 916 and a quarter, up 3. September beans ended at 907 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. Soybean meal yesterday ended the day for July at 308.10. That was up 62. August meal, 302.90, up 56. And September meal ended at 299.40, up 46. Soybean oil for July on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 31.73, down 41. August oil ended at 31.79, down 41. September oil ended at 31.83. That was down 42. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 487 3/4. That was down 5 3/4. September wheat ended at 492 3/4, down 8 1/4. And December wheat ended at 506 3/4. That was down 9. July oats yesterday ended at 236 1/2, down 2. September oats, 242 1/4, down 2 1/4. And December oats ended at 250 1/2. That was down 3. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Wednesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Wednesday afternoon. Soybean values were supported by stronger soybean meal prices, with a better-than-expected crop conditions report weighing on the corn prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 5 to 7 cents lower at 328 to 342. Soybeans are up 4 to 5 cents at 902 to 921. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 5 cents lower at 325 to 350. Soybeans are 4 to 7 cents stronger at 912 to 935. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 3 to 6 cents lower at 333 to 356. Soybeans were mostly 4 cents higher at 920 to 942. Wheat closed mostly 6 cents lower at 394 to 458. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 8 to 10 cents stronger at 957 to 965. Basis levels were up 3 to 5 cents at 30 to 38 over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $318.10 to $333.10 per ton. That's up $6.20 per ton. Basis levels for soybean meal was steady at 10 to 25 over the July. Illinois corn processor bids were 6 cents lower at 348 to 367. Basis levels were unchanged at 100 to 17 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 4 to 5 cents lower at 351 to 356. Basis levels were 1 to 2 cents stronger at 2 to 6 cents over July. Soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents higher at 942 to 949. Basis levels were unchanged to a penny higher at 15 to 22 over July. New crop wheat prices were 6 to 11 cents lower at 470 to 482. Basis levels were unchanged to 5 lower at 1800 to 600 July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 4 to 5 cents lower at 371 to 372. These elevators raised their soybean bids 5 to 6 cents at 967 to 968. Soft wheat 6 cents lower at 490 to 494. Milo closed 5 cents lower at $4 to 416. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall shell corn contracts were offered at 329 to 342. Fall delivery soybean contracts were quoted in a range of 849 to 879. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 322 to 344. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 871 to 886. In the southern part of the state, Fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 329 up to 344. Fall delivery soybean contracts at 861 to 882. And June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted at 455 to 476. That concludes Wednesday's grain market summary.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 83.77, up 60. July hogs ended at 83.32, up 52. August hogs ended at 83.15, up 20. June live cattle yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade ended at 152.47, up 67. August cattle 151.42, up 80. October cattle 153.32, up 72. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 221.42, up $1.82. September feeders 227.17, up $1.65. October feeders ended at 218.95, up $1.42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.09 higher in the range of $69 to $81.25, with a weighted average carcass price of $78.22. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up 32 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $51 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 6,406 head. And now for the recap from the Fairview Livestock Auction. From May 26, they had receipts of 172 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 157 to 161.50, with some high dressing at 165 to 167. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139 to 144.25, and choice slaughter heifers, 157.50 to 163. They also had some slaughter cows, premium, average dressing bringing 130 to 133.50. Breakers were 108 to 118, with the high dressing 119 to 123.50. Boners were 110 to 119, with the high dressing 122 to 127. Leans were $100 to 103. High dressing were 108 to 109.50. Now moving on to United Producers at Shelbyville, they had receipts of 377 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 158 to 164. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 148 to 153, and choice slaughter heifers were 158 to 162. Now moving over to Greenville, they had receipts of 364 head. The choice slaughter steers were 158.50 to 165, and choice slaughter heifers were 158 to 165. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 441 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.46, and that was 35 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $261.11, that was 4 cents higher. And select carcasses were $249.88, that was 68 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 431,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 417,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Thursday, May 28th. This is John Michael Marty. The crop progress report shows Illinois in line with other states so far. According to USDA, corn planted, Illinois has 93% of the corn in the ground as of May 24th. As far as the corn emerged, it looks like 78% as of last week. And the corn condition, for the most part, has been good. 64% good, 16% excellent, 17% fair. Soybeans planted in Illinois as of last week, 60%. And the emergence, 29%. According to forecasters, the long-anticipated El Niño is finally materializing into more than just a weak formation. New data shows it could be stronger than earlier expected, and that could mean a cool, wet trend for this summer's Corn Belt weather. According to the NWS Climate Prediction Center, El Niño's arrived and has a 90% chance of staying this summer and an 80% chance of remaining through the end of 2015. In terms of strength, this El Niño is expected to be weak to moderate. Illinois is expected to have an increased chance of cooler than average conditions in the late summer and on into fall. That according to Jim Angel, Illinois State Climatologist. The El Niño event has arrived, finally, and heavily influenced the NWS climate outlooks released this morning. For June, the southern plains are expected to have an increased chance of cooler than average temperatures. A large part of the U.S. is expected to have an increased chance of wetter than average precip, including the southern two-thirds of Illinois, much like we've experienced in May. An outlook like Angel's reflects the anticipation of a stronger system to move into place since speculation began that the El Niño's southern oscillation was transitioning from La Niña to El Niño about 2 years ago. Most have expected El Niño to come on in a weak way, in fact, just barely tilting that way from the median. But the trend has moved towards a stronger formation of El Niño. And though it's still mostly in the moderate category at its strongest, the latest outlooks mean the mercury may not push too high this summer in much of corn and soybean country. No 100-degree days, maybe? We'll see. Lots of controversy surrounding the EPA's final Waters of the United States rule. The following is a statement from Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert regarding that rule that was finalized yesterday by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers. Every day, Illinois farmers demonstrate their deep commitment to improve water quality on their farms. The Illinois Farm Bureau is currently reviewing EPA's final ruling in detail. However, we believe this new regulation will cause greater confusion and new legal liabilities for farmers and landowners while providing both agencies with almost unlimited authority to regulate at their discretion. In addition, Illinois Farm Bureau believes this regulation will create a flood of unnecessary enforcement actions under the Clean Water Act, as well as citizen lawsuits against farmers for routine farming practices like applying fertilizer or controlling weeds and pests in their fields. The Illinois Farm Bureau doesn't believe this regulation reflects the intent of Congress, and we will ask our elected officials to take any available action to prevent the WOTUS rule from being implemented. Finally, Illinois Farm Bureau strongly encourages Congress to address EPA's unprecedented, unseemly, and possibly illegal grassroots campaign to generate hundreds of thousands of public comments in favor of the regulation. Federal regulatory agencies should not be in the business of ginning up public or political support for their own actions. That from Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert, Jr. Finally, the 11th annual Illinois Pork Producers Pork Chop Open is August 31st. That's going to be held at the Western Illinois University Golf Course in Macomb. Pre-registration is ongoing, and you must register by August 10th. And to do that, you can visit Illinois Pork Producers at ilpork.com for more information, or contact Deb Turner at 217-529-3100. It's always been a good time, and Price is Right, and it's a full day and a lot of fun for the pork producers. That, again, that's the 11th annual Illinois Pork Producers Association Pork Chop Open, August 31st at Western Illinois University in Macomb. Starts at noon, and again, for more information, ilpork.com. That's our farm show for this Thursday, May 28th. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.